and welcome back to the Marketing Showcase podcast. Today we are at Old Trafford in Manchester for our final event of 2025. Soon be Christmas, won't it? Our guest on this episode is Guy. Guy, have you ever seen your football team win at Old Trafford?
Once or twice, but I'm quite old, so I'm going a long way back.
Well, you don't look quite old, so you hide it well. Do you want to introduce yourself properly so people know who you are?
Yeah, absolutely. My name's Guy. I'm a marketing manager for a B2B manufacturing company. I have been working in marketing for about 20 years. The paper round wasn't too hard. Lots changed then. I remember going to university and being told that text messaging was going to be the next big thing. We didn't have WhatsApp, we didn't have social media. So over the last 20 years, everything's really changed, and some things really haven't.
I remember getting very excited getting a pager for the first time, thinking, this is the future. This is the future. Who is your football team, by the way?
It is Man United.
Oh, right. Okay. Well, once or twice you've seen them win here.
Yeah. I mean, I'm much happier. This time last year, I think the same event was at Man City. So you've definitely made the right decision swapping over.
We'll call it an upgrade. We're not here to talk about football as much as I quite happily would do.
Probably a good thing for me.
We're kind of headlining this episode, speed versus authenticity. What does that mean?
I think for me, and again, I think it's been touched upon about through some of the seminars already today, is that AI is brilliant, but it needs to be used in the right way.
Okay.
So what we shouldn't be using AI for is our creative content. I think using it to help with your menial tasks, your reporting, your insights, that's brilliant. But using it to write your thought leadership piece or to write your content, you're going to start taking away your brand voice and make it sound very, very generic.
Yeah.
I say that as someone that does use AI. So as I mentioned before the podcast started, I'm dyslexic. I use Grammarly, and it's brilliant. I didn't realise how badly my grammar, punctuation and spelling was until Grammarly was involved. But what you start to realise is that AI takes your wording, shuffles it all around, and restructures it, which, okay, it might make it technically correct, but some things it takes out, and kind of like, did I really want that taking out? So, for example, if I want to emphasize something, I'll put, I'm really excited to be on your podcast today. AI will immediately go, cross, I'm excited to be on the podcast today. And I'm kind of like, but it's taken out some of the enthusiasm that makes me. And I think a lot of brands, if you're using AI for that purpose, then I think you're using it in the wrong area. Because actually, yes, let it check your spelling and grammar, but don't let it write something for you, because otherwise you're going to lose your personality, and personality is what sells.
Yeah.
So for me, one of my favourite brands around at the moment is a cereal company called Surreal.
Yes, aware of them.
Yeah, and if you look at their marketing, it is very self-deprecating. It is very tongue-in-cheek. And you have people buying their cereal based on how good the marketing is. Now, the most recent one I remember is they kind of put, hi, we're the finance team. You can tell because we are using Comic Sans and our text is written on a spreadsheet. And they go, and you go through all these slides, it's like, we have looked at the figures and it is better for us to buy full price. So please buy our cereal today and not on Friday when it's on sale and significantly reduced. And it's that type of tongue-in-cheek. And that's what they're always doing. They did a partner sponsorship with Love Honey, which we won't go into the details on the podcast, but it's completely off the wall thinking. And I've remembered that because it's off the wall.
Yep.
And if I go back to the original point, I kind of feel like if you just put everything into AI, you're not going to get those off the walls ideas, because the way they've done it is completely against the rule book, completely against what textbooks say. And essentially, that's what AI is based on. AI is based on best practices.
Yep.
So if you're going to do anything that's different, then AI is going to hamstring you. And I think you need to... Not everybody can be a surreal. Not, Jimmy, I wouldn't expect my financial planner to be talking like they do. Like, oh, yeah, this is brilliant. Oh, I'm trying to tell jokes. I don't expect that from my financial planner, my insurance broker. But I do want to kind of feel that I'm talking to a person.
Yep, yep. That makes sense. I would love to see a financial planner do a collaboration with Love Honey. That would be worth sticking around for. Dread to think what mysteries that would unravel.
I wish everybody could see your face right now.
I think you kind of illustrated that really well in terms of... There's kind of like an age-old argument here, which is what is AI here for? Is it to assist us in what we do, or is it to just let it sort of take over and do the job for us, and the dangers that come from that? I also think sometimes maybe LinkedIn is a really good sort of example of this. You can just kind of tell, can't you, people that, you know, are posting stuff that's really them, and people that are posting stuff that's quite obviously had a little bit of help, and with some people it's had quite a lot of help, and it does lose that authenticity. And yet we live in a world where we've been told all the time authenticity is kind of where you win now. Being authentic is how you engage with people, is how you make people like you and get that bit closer to buying from you and who you are and who your brand is and what your brand stands for. And AI is kind of taking people away from that. What do you think are the risks if brands get this wrong?
I think marketing at the end of the day is all about trust. And if you're not truthful in what you're saying, then people won't trust you.
Yeah.
So an example where you might say AI worked, but I can flip it around. I was talking to someone that wanted to arrange a virtual coffee with me, as it were.
Right.
And he messaged me on LinkedIn, and we had a conversation on LinkedIn. And then we had the meeting. Brilliant. But then I found out, actually, he uses a software and an AI tool, and this going back 2 or 3 years ago, and the whole conversation he used to get me onto this virtual coffee had been done by AI. So on one hand, yeah, well done, he's managed to reach 50 people by not having to do it himself. On the other hand, I'm going into the conversation, and he's telling me about the program, how it works, and I'm going, that's exactly what you did get me here. And he went, yeah, I know, isn't it brilliant? And I'm going... Yeah, but I thought I was talking to you. So on one hand, it's worked, it's got me there, it was successful. The other hand, I'm kind of going, feeling slightly conned here.
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
So I think there is definitely that bit of, you know what, actually make it truthful. I mean, it gets harder and harder on LinkedIn. So I have to confess, I don't know probably 3/4 of my connections. I connect a lot on LinkedIn with lots of people within the security industry because I want to talk to them. I want to get them to follow the business. So I connect so I can get them to like the company page and try and become a thought leader. But the ones in the comments that really matter when you're talking to people is someone I know got a job, and I'm actually really pleased for him. So the message is like, oh, really pleased for you. ADK, you've got a really good person there. John's great. And so the people you start to know, actually, if I just put congrats, that, do you mean, everybody's fine going, oh yeah, thanks. I'm that generation, I'm still on Facebook, but do you mean, you get the birthday notifications, which are brilliant, but then it's like, you just AI the happy birthday message, and then you say, everybody's going, oh, thanks for all the birthday love. And you're going,
yeah,
was it really, or was it a tap of the button and a reminder? And
yeah, it's a fine line between something that's kind of like an efficiency saving and something that just makes you quite generic. And it's a dangerous line to tread. Anyone that's listening to this, we've got a few people kind of hanging around here at the moment that maybe are, you know, they're in a marketing job of whatever sort of flavour that is. Can you leave us with kind of one sort of top tip, one bit of advice as to, you know, what you think people should be doing to stay on the right side of that line?
I think my top tip is probably a two-stage top tip. And the first thing is identify who you are as a brand.
Right.
I have to admit that my personality is a little bit cheekier than the brand that I represent. So I have to tone down to the company level. But we know we have that agreed brand of we want to be friendly but authoritative.
Yep.
I can never say that word. But we want people to trust what we're saying. We want to be seen as thought leaders.
Yep.
Then once you've got that, stick to it. And if you are going to use AI from time to time, make sure that what you have used sticks to what your brand voice is. Because it's very easy that you will start to lose that and become just another generic person. And once you become beige, no one's going to remember you.
There's no coming back from going beige. Absolutely not. Guy, thank you. It's been a real pleasure. If people want to kind of keep up to date with your thoughts on things and connect with you, what's the best way for them to do that?
Best thing is to connect with me on LinkedIn.
Yep.
I'm still on there quite regularly. I do post some random thoughts. I do post about the security industry, but I also post about my marketing learnings as well. And I try to keep it relevant. I don't post all the time, but I try to put some stuff out there when something new comes along and I think is worthwhile.
Not so much Manchester United content then on LinkedIn.
Not in recent years. I did use LinkedIn messaging to contact an old colleague to complain about Everton's performance and why the Everton that played Newcastle couldn't have been the one that played Man United. But but yeah, not so often football, but it might creep in there. Golf creeps in there quite a bit as well, to be honest.
Okay. Brill. It's been a pleasure. Thank you for your time. I've really enjoyed the chat, and enjoy the rest of your day here at Marketing Showcase.
I will do. Thank you.
Hope you enjoyed this episode of the podcast. Thank you for joining us. Please check the feed for loads more content from Marketing Showcase events. You can find out more about Marketing Showcase at mktgshowcase.co.uk. There's details about the upcoming events on there, along with a ton of useful blogs, details about exhibitors, links to social channels, and more. I run my own business, by the way, Sound Media, helping brands to incorporate podcasting into their marketing output. If you'd like to get to know me a little bit better, LinkedIn is the place for that. Search for James Marriott and look for the headphones emoji. That's me. We'll be back soon with more insights from Marketing Showcase. See you then.